listen up.
Bug Tussle Internet is a Wisconsin-based internet provider that's committed to providing internet to many of our rural areas. Yes, Bug Tussle. What a great name and a great price for internet, starting at just $45 per month. But hurry, this offer ends September 30th. Get details now at btussle.com. That's btussel.com. Your neighbor has Bug Tussle. You should too.
Are you a skilled mechanic who loves working outdoors? The House on the Rock Attraction and Resort is hiring a golf and groundskeeping maintenance mechanic. This full-time, year-round position offers a unique opportunity to keep the beautiful grounds in top shape. Apply now by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. That's 608-935-3639, extension 1201. Join the House on the Rock and make a difference every day.
Hello, this is Marty Richards. On behalf of the Willow Valley United Methodist Church, I invite you to connect with our community and congregation for worship and connectivity. We're a welcoming church that enjoys visitors and guests. If you are searching for a place to belong, come just as you are. Every Sunday, 10:30 a.m. in downtown Ithaca at the Willow Valley United Methodist Church.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use Switch Assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
Attention auto mechanics! TC Auto Works in Richland Center is continuing to grow and they need you. They are hiring an automotive technician with 3 years of experience preferred and a strong work history. Enjoy highly competitive pay and a full service automotive repair facility with a fun, low stress, family owned atmosphere. Along with competitive pay, you will be eligible for a large package of benefits including retirement plans, paid vacation, much, much more. Call 383-1700 or pick up an application at TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
This is the time of year for a scenic drive to Oakwood Fruit Farm. Apples are everywhere, including McIntosh, Cortland, and Honeycrisp, and other varieties for cooking and eating. Come pick your own grapes and enjoy fresh apple cider, homemade caramel apples, take and bake pies, apple cider donuts, fall mums, and so much more. Every Tuesday, you can get 10% off all apple purchases. Open 9 to 5, 7 days a week. Oakwood Fruit Farm, located south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family. WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. A new ABC News Ipsos poll out this morning showing Americans broadly pick Kamala Harris as the winner of last week's widely watched presidential debate. Yet neither she nor Donald Trump moved the needle in terms of trust, issues, or vote preferences. ABC News Washington Bureau Chief Rick Klein.
Kamala Harris has a 6-point lead among likely voters in our poll, 52-46 over Trump. And that is exactly where the race stood just 2 weeks ago on the eve of the debate.
For the first time, a missile fired from Yemen penetrating Israelis' defenses, triggering air raid sirens in Israel this morning. The Houthi militia is saying its hypersonic missile attacks will continue as long as Israel remains in Gaza. A Venezuelan official says 3 U.S. citizens have been arrested on suspicion of plotting to destabilize the country. The U.S. State Department denies U.S. involvement in that plot to overthrow President Maduro. Venezuela also says 2 Spanish citizens and a Czech national were arrested. This is ABC News. The Federal Reserve is set to meet this weekend. Many analysts expect that the first interest rate cut in about 4 years will come. ABC's Alexis Christophorus has more.
With inflation cooling off and the job market slowing down, the Fed is widely expected to cut rates at its meeting Wednesday for the first time in 4 years, making it cheaper for Americans to borrow money. This is welcome relief for consumers who've been struggling for years now with high prices and soaring interest rates. The average credit card interest rate is near a record high of 21%. and delinquency rates are on the rise.
At least 8 migrants died early today during a failed attempt to cross the English Channel by boat from northern France, a rescue operation underway for survivors. The head of NATO's military committee said Saturday that Ukraine has sold solid legal and military rights to strike deep inside of Russia to gain combat advantage, reflecting beliefs of a number of U.S. allies, even as the Biden administration balks at allowing Kyiv to use American-made weapons there. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Right now at Macy's, it's the perfect time to start looking ahead to fall. Shop all the on-trend wardrobe updates you can wear now and keep wearing later, like flowy full-length dresses and easy lightweight layers like blazers, cardigans, and jackets. And Macy's has great deals on fall updates for every room in your home, like warm bedding and kitchen essentials. Plus, download the app for exclusive savings, inspiration, and more today at Macy's.
Why should you join Simon's Recreation Complex? It's not about their modern equipment or great exercise classes or even the comfy swimming pool. It's about how you can get the best out of your 50-plus body now and for the rest of your life. If you think taking part in the programs offered at Simon's Recreation Complex would be just for young people, it's time to rethink that notion. As we get older, it's more important than ever to keep moving. For people who are not active, even a small amount of exercise can have healthy benefits. And if you're already healthy, staying active helps you build extra muscle, reserve, and flexibility to recover more quickly if you do get sick. Exercise is not only for your body, it can also be beneficial for your brain. Exercise has been shown to decrease depression and anxiety as well as improve and preserve awareness. Stop by Simon's Recreation Complex at 1250 Simon Circle in Richland Center or call them at 647-8522. You can also visit simonsrec.com to see how they can help you retain your quality of life.
U.S. Cellular noticed that the way we use our phones has gotten ironic. We try to put our phones down for dinner, but the menu is on a QR code. Ironic. We hit like on social posts that we don't actually like. Ironic. Which is why U.S. Cellular created Us Mode, to help us reconnect with each other and use our phones less ironically. Wait, a phone company wants people to use their phones less. That's definitely ironic. Let's find us again with Us Mode from U.S. Cellular. Visit uscellular.com/builtforus to get started.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, very warm weather continues here across the Midwest. We've seen this flow of mild air from the south and the sunshine to boost things as well. And that's going to continue today and really throughout this upcoming week, temperatures hovering at least 15 degrees above normal. Now, today should be one of the muggiest days as dew points get up in the mid-60s. After that, the dew points mostly in the upper 50s, which will feel a little bit more comfortable. Otherwise, rather quiet and dry weather conditions will persist across Wisconsin this week as we see a blocked weather pattern with one storm system over the Rocky Mountains and Northern Plains kind of stuck and another tropical system moving up into the eastern part of the country, which will also slow down the weather patterns. So we're left with high and dry conditions. It's probably not until next weekend sometime when there's a good chance of a cold front moving in with a chance of showers and perhaps a temperature change. Otherwise, for today, partly sunny, warm and humid with highs around 86 degrees. South to southeast wind up to 10. Tonight, partly cloudy, fog possible, low 61. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and warm with a high of 85. South wind between 5 and 10. As we head into Tuesday, mostly sunny, low 59, high up to 83. Wednesday, mostly sunny and nice, low 54, high 81. Thursday, mostly sunny, remaining warm, low in the mid-50s with a high near 83. Friday, partly cloudy, still unusually warm, low 59, high 84. And by Saturday, partly sunny, low 59 with a high near 80. At least a small chance of showers by Saturday night with a higher chance on Sunday. Have yourself a good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank strives to provide excellent customer service every day. Excellent customer service is meeting and surpassing customers' expectations. What we expect from our bank may vary depending on our role in life, but we all need our bank to be willing to listen and understand. And on those occasions, when time is of the essence, to be ready to make a decision quickly. If a tractor, skid steer, washing machine, refrigerator, truck, table saw, computer system, or who knows what needs fixed or replaced, excellent customer service means being able to get an answer and have a loan processed in one day under most circumstances. It's what a hometown bank does to keep hometown businesses, farms, and homes running. Put Richland County Bank's hometown commitment to work for you and then enjoy the peace of mind that comes with excellent customer service. Try it. You'll like it at Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
It is a sunny 62 degrees, up from our morning low of 60. Yesterday, we had a high of 83 and no precipitation. Record high for this day was set back in 1939 at 93, while a record low of 30 was set in 1975. Last year on this day, our high was 74, our low 47. Sunset today will be at 7:12, sunrise tomorrow at 6:42. No precipitation. The barometer is slightly up. It's at 30.7, and we have light winds out of the northwest. Again, it's 62 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO Sunday Morning News is sponsored today by Capital Wealth Advisory Group, the Philbeck Family of Dealerships, and Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such.
Being a financial advisor is about more than money. It's about knowing what matters to you. At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our advisors provide financial advice and investment strategies personalized for you. We care for your financial well-being so you can spend time on what matters most. For more information, visit CapitalWealthCares.com. Capital Wealth Advisory Group is a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Good morning. For WRCO News, I'm Bo Henricks. Governor Tim Walz is traveling on the New Way Forward Tour to speak directly with voters about the stakes of this election for Wisconsinites. This is Governor Walz's fourth visit to Wisconsin since becoming Vice President Harris's running mate. In a state that was won by only 20,000 votes in 2020, Governor Walz's trip reflects the Harris-Walz campaign, a laser-focused commitment narrowing the margin in rural areas, a key part of the path to victory in Wisconsin.
We get the privilege of being alive at the time to fight this incredibly important fight in the long history of American democracy. We get the chance over 53 days to talk to our neighbors and tell them why this matters. We get to look at our children and the young people and say, this politics can be fun. This politics can be inspirational. This politics can lift us all up. And you get to be part of something because each one of us gets a single vote and puts it forward. But when we come together around shared values, those values of freedom, you saw it in Chicago, we made it very clear. There's only one party right now stands for freedom, and that's us, right here.
The Harris-Walz campaign is competing everywhere in Wisconsin. The visit Friday and Saturday highlights the choice facing Wisconsinites between Donald Trump and the Harris-Walz vision for the future.
I want to be clear about this because I'm a little bit of shame on folks. I heard some people like they thought they were being complimentary. Said, wow, she did so great. I'm really surprised. Why are you surprised? Why were you surprised? She was a prosecutor, county attorney, attorney general of California, United States Senator, Vice President of the United States. You saw the other night, some of those questions should have been very easy. And let me say this, standing in the Ukrainian bakery in Wausau, Wisconsin, in front of Ukrainians whose country's at war defending democracy, the answer is simple. Ukraine must win the war.
Governor Tim Walz was yet in Mazanie on Friday. The Richland Hospital and Clinic Centennial Celebration will culminate this morning at Crosscut Park in Richland Center. A 5K run walk will begin at 10 at the Killian Meyer Building. Community members are encouraged to participate free of charge and to gather in the park after the race for birthday cake, lawn games, live music, and food. The first in a series of informational meetings concerning the Ithaca School District referendum will be held this morning at 10:45 at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Keysville Reception Hall. Voters are being asked to authorize the Ithaca School District to exceed the revenue limit of $1.3 million per year for 4 years for non-recurring purposes. The question will be asked on the ballot in the upcoming election, Tuesday, November 5th. Additional information sessions will be held leading up to the election. For more information, you can check out the Ithaca School District webpage. Wisconsin 130 at the Wisconsin 133 intersection across the river to Porter Road in Lone Rock, Iowa, Richland, Sauk counties will be closed September 16th through September 30th. For the Wisconsin 130 North tie-in roadway construction to be conducted safely and efficiently. The posted east detour route will utilize Wisconsin 130, Wisconsin 23, and US 14 through Spring Green. The west detour route will utilize Wisconsin 133, Wisconsin 80, Wisconsin 60, and US 14 through Muscadet. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is accepting nominations for the 2024 Recycling Excellence Awards through September 16th. The Recycling Excellence Award showcases and celebrates outstanding recycling efforts, innovation, and performance for communities, nonprofits, schools, and businesses throughout Wisconsin. Food waste recovery or division programs are also eligible. Awards are offered in four categories: overall program, projects and initiatives, innovation and special events. Entities can self-nominate or submit an application on behalf of another program. The nomination should include supporting materials such as outreach samples, data or graphs, and high-resolution photos. The award winners will be featured on the DNR's website and social media accounts. The nomination form, information about the categories and profiles of past award winners can be found on the Wisconsin Recycling Excellence Awards webpage. A decision may be nearer regarding a contested pipeline project in northern Wisconsin. 1 week ago, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources released its final environmental impact statement on the proposed Enbridge Line 5 segment relocation project. The existing pipeline between Superior and Michigan Upper Peninsula is 71 years old, and a portion runs through reservation lands of the Bad River Band and Lake Superior Chippewa. Enbridge will need to secure permits from the DNR and Army Corps of Engineers before work can commence on the project. The Vernon County Fair in Viroqua concludes today. Mr. Ed's Magical Midway will open at noon with a wristband special from noon to 5. This afternoon includes harness racing at 1 in the grandstands and a pie auction at 3 on the free stage. Daily admission to the fair, $10 for adults 16 and older, and $5 for seniors 65 and up, and children 6 to 15. And children 5 and under are admitted free. A full list of events at the Vernon County Fair can be found online at vernoncountyfair.com. It's time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Ken Theed.
This story is from 6 months ago, and now projecting 6 months ahead into the future for the history of Richland County. Ann Walsh Bradley, a native of Richland County, currently serving on the Wisconsin Supreme Court as justice, is not seeking re-election. This from April 2024. In April of 2025, the election will be held. And now for a Richland County Historical Society history moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to jsonline.com/story/news/politics. In a Milwaukee Journal Sentinel article dated April 11, 2024, longtime Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Ann Walsh Bradley announced she won't seek re-election in 2025. Here's what to know about Ann Walsh Bradley, her history on the court, her education, and what her announcement means. Ann Walsh Bradley, 73, is the most senior member of the court in both age and tenure. Walsh Bradley was the first elected to the state court in 1995. She defeated then future Justice Patrick Cooks. She was unopposed for re-election in 2005 and defeated Rock County Circuit Judge James Daly in 2015. In Wisconsin, Supreme Court justices serve for 10-year terms. After working in private practice, Ann Walsh Bradley served as a circuit court judge in Marathon County for a decade. Before earning her law degree in 1976, she taught at Aquinas High School in La Crosse. Ann Walsh Bradley earned her law degree from the University of Wisconsin Law School. She earned a bachelor's degree in religion from then Webster University, now called Webster College in Missouri. According to her biography on the state court's website, Ann Walsh Bradley and her husband Mark live in Wausau, and they've raised 4 children. She's originally from Richland Center. The election to fill Ann Walsh Bradley's seat will take place on April 1st, 2025. Ann Walsh Bradley's departure sets up an open race for a seat that will determine the control of the Wisconsin Supreme Court once again. Listen next week for the history of Richland County, covering the Viola Horse and Colt Show.
The Richland County Historical Society appreciates your support. It's been a great year with many new family, individual, and business members. Would you consider joining? For just $10 a year, individuals or families can be a member. Yearly memberships for businesses, just $20. A lifetime membership is available for just $100. Membership payments and donations can be sent to the Richland County Historical Society, 213 South Central Avenue, Apartment 1, Richland Center, Wisconsin, 53581. The Society hopes you're enjoying these weekly history moments.
Hello, friends. Ellie here at Chet's. Remember, it's your bird's most favorite time of the year. At Chet's, we have many choices to feed them, from sunflower seeds, Niger, finch food, a variety of suet cakes, bird feeders, and the famous Chet's special, sold by the pound or bag. Keep your birds happy and stop down to Chet's for all your bird seed needs.
Today is Sunday, September 15th. Edward L. Franck, 95 of Lafarge, died September 11th at Bethel Oaks, Viroqua. Funeral services will be Monday at 11 at the Lafarge Free Methodist Church. Burial will follow in the Bear Creek Cemetery. Friends may call at the Lafarge Free Methodist Church on Monday from 9 until the service time at 11. The Clary Memorial Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements. For Edward L. Franck, 95 of Lafarge.
Hello, friends. Mark Philbeck here from the Philbeck Family Dealerships, your go-to destination for all things automotive. Did you know we're celebrating 75 years in business? That's right, 75 years of serving our amazing community. And here's something that sets us apart. We are the home of the Lifetime Powertrain Warranty. That's a commitment to you, our valued customers, for ensuring peace of mind every mile you drive. But that's not all. We've expanded our selection of inventory so you'll find the perfect ride for any lifestyle. The deals are getting sweeter, folks. Whether you're in Highland, Richland Center, Boscobel, or Prairie du Chien, or browsing online at philbeck.com, we've got incredible offers just waiting for you. So why wait? Come down to the Philbeck Family Dealerships and let us make your automotive dreams a reality. Visit us today, where trust, selection, and unbelievable deals come standard. The Philbeck Family Dealerships, 75 years strong with a lifetime commitment to you, where the customer is first since 1948.
This morning's birthday and anniversary wishes are sponsored by The Shoebox, the leader in size, selection, fit, and price.
When you play, you don't want to be on the bench. But when you visit the Shoebox in Black Earth, that's exactly where you'll be, on the bench, taking advantage of service like it ought to be. Their experts measure both your feet, find the right style, and provide the comfort every customer wants. Just like owner Steve Schmidt will tell you.
At the Shoebox, we go by the cardinal rule, offering service like it ought to be.
Head for the bench today at the Midwest's largest shoe store, the Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Birthday and anniversary wishes that we want to pass along on this Sunday, September 15th, include a happy birthday wish to Mary DiPiazza from Marge. Happy birthday as well today on behalf of the Richland Center Alliance to Elsa Junius, Benjamin McCarthy, John Poole, Sherilyn Pellet, and Kara Steinmetz. Happy birthday from the Muscadet Blue River and Evoke Alliance to Lisa Allen, Matt Delcamp, Gary Elder, Tyson Imhoff, Ray Peterson, and Jeremy Thomas. The Little Willow Birthday Club wishes Chris Radke a happy birthday. Happy birthday on behalf of the Bloom City Town Crier today to Beth Hillesheim and John Poole. Happy birthday to Zelly Kalman from the Richland Center Primary School. The Richland Center Free Methodist Church wishes Beth Hillesheim a happy birthday today. Happy birthday to Leanne Swenson from Uncle Bob and Aunt Heidi. Happy 87th birthday today to Beth Hillesheim from Barbie and the Poodles. Birthday wishes going out today to Craig Rasmussen. Have a great day. Love ya, Ma Jean. Happy birthday to Jackie Dax Wolf. Have a super year. Love Mom and Dad. Happy birthday to my husband, Craig Rasmussen, from Judy. Also today, a happy birthday to our dad and papa, Craig Rasmussen, with love from Kirsten, Josh, Mika, and Kennedy. Also, happy anniversary today to Jim and Lola Schweitzer from Beulah Wesleyan. Happy anniversary to Frank and Sandy Sittig from the Richland Center Free Methodist Church. The Bloom City Town Crier wishes Dave and Jane Huth, Brad and Ginger McCauley, Jim and Lola Schweitzer, and Frank and Sandy Sittig a happy anniversary. Happy anniversary to Vicky and Dan McCormick, Kurt and Terry Ostrander, Jodine and Ron Rowe, David and Lynn Spiegel, and Rebecca and Carrie Stoltz from the Muscadet Blue River and Evoke Alliance. Happy anniversary today to Eric and Aaron Schultz, David and Jane Huth, and Dustin and Holly Huffman from the Richland Center Lions. Happy birthday and anniversary to all those celebrating from all of us here at WRCO and from the Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be. WRCO's morning sports sponsored today by the WRCO Sports Boosters Club.
Lakes Gas Company provides prompt, courteous, regular, and emergency service. Lakes Gas Company is the industry leader in propane supply and delivery. Dr. Terry Mohn supports youth of Southwest Wisconsin in extracurricular endeavors and encourages personal growth through good sportsmanship. Napa Auto and Truck Parts Richland Center in Boscobel, your local people serving you daily with Napa know-how.
Good morning for WRCO Sports. I'm Bo Hendricks. Yesterday, in eight-player football, it was Waniwok Weston getting the win over Monticello by a score of 42-14. Also, there was a lot of action going on in high school sports as we take a look right now at yesterday's cross-country invitational being held. In varsity small school, girls small schools, it was Viroqua coming in second at 85. Fenimore had one, or coming in at fourth with 112. In fifth place, it was Boscobel. Coming in eighth, it was River Ridge. Prairie du Chien was in ninth. Riverdale in 10th. Wazika Steuben in 12th. Iowa Grand in 14th. And Hillsboro in 15th. Some of those results included first place going to Adelie Burgett of Darlington. Also, it was Nora Gilson coming in fourth in the 500 meter. And that was a time of 19:36. Also, it was Adelie with a time of 19:03. Viroqua's Aaliyah Schwem had a time of 20:35, good for fifth. Also, in Viroqua, coming in sixth, there was Riven Dipadova with a time of 20:42. Natalie Horsfall of Fenimore had a 20:58 time, good for eighth. Kylie Mama of Fenimore had a time of 21:12 for ninth. Also, some of the other notables included Mallory Meese of Riverdale coming in 14th with a time of 21:49. Also, it was from Boscobel, Aubrey Seep with a time of 22:23 for 22nd place. Boscobel's Peyton Sander also comes in with a time of 23:15, good for 33rd. Iowa Grant's Abby Drossel had a time of 23:23, good for 35th. Melanie Williamson came in 37th for Riverdale with a time of 23:24. Good for 37th. And it was Maddie Kinnett of Boscobel coming in 43rd with a time of 23:50. In other action, it was for varsity girls, large schools. The places was Dodgeville, Mineral Point in third. Lancaster came in fifth. It was Baraboo in 13th. Richland Center, Ithaca in 14th. River Valley in 16th, Reedsburg in 17th, Wisconsin Dells 18th, and Platteville came in 19th for the Invitational. Some of those scores included Dodgeville's Ellie Robinson with a time of 18:48, good for second place. Also in our area, we can let you know that in that group, it was Brielle Grant of River Valley with a time of 20:56, good for 26th place. Molly Mays had a time of 21:04, good for 30th place in that group. Richland Center Ithaca's Grace Fretz had a time of 21:32, good for 37th. Well, also in that group, can let you know that Pearl Fretz had a time of 22 even, good for 51st. Also in that group, looking at the scores, Rachel Waterfall of Richland Center Ithaca had a time of 22:54, good for 75th. Moving ahead in the varsity boys, a small school, there was a lot of different groups taking part. It was basketball in second place. Fenimore came in third. Riverdale in fifth. Iowa Grant in sixth. While Wisconsin Heights Barneveld came in eighth. Lancaster in 10th. Prairie du Chien 11th. River Ridge 13th. Wazika Steuben 14th. Viroqua 15th. And Hillsboro in 18th. Some of those top scorers in that group included Fenimore's Ben Varla with a time of 18:04, good for 10th place. Riverdale's Lakota Brewer had a time of 18:14, good for 13th place. Brett Wagner came in 14th with a time of 18:18. Iowa Grant's Noah Lange had an 18:27 time, good for 16th place. Bodie Bright of basketball came in 17th with a time of 18:28. Just after that, in 18th, it was basketball's Graydon Richter with a time of 18:30. Also, basketball's Tyler Miller had a time of 18:46, good for 24th place. Hillsboro's Dominic Kirkpatrick had a time of 19:10, good for 28th. Alex Kruel had a time of 19:10, good for 29th. While right behind him, it was Carter Malzoff of basketball with a time of 19:16, good for 30th. Jason Bartolo Gark had a time of 19:19 of Iowa Grant, good for 32nd. Riverdale's Carson Knight had a time of 19:20, good for 33rd. Caleb Schleyline had a time of 19:26, good for 35th place. Wyatt Schramm of Riverdale had a time of 19:35, good for 38th. It was basketball's Harrison Davis with a time of 19:41, good for 42nd. Other scores in the varsity boys large schools group had Dodgeville Mineral Points with coming in fifth, while Baraboo had came in ninth, Richland Center Ithaca in 11th. It was Platteville in 14th, Reedsburg area in 16th, Wisconsin Dells in 19th, and River Valley came in 20th. Some of the top times in that group included in our area. Can let you know that Dodgeville Mineral Points, Johnny Robinson had a time of 17, good for 20th place. Also, Dodgeville Mineral Points, Cody Yoder had a time of 17:22, good for 28th. Right after that, Ethan Hook, a time of 17:25, good for 29th place. Also in our area, Parker Owens of Dodgeville Mineral Point had a time of 17:46, good for 39th place. Richland Center's Clayton Lee had a time of 18:05, good for 47th. Right after that, Ryan Stadler had a time of 18:06, good for 48th place. Yesterday, also in sports, it was Wisconsin falling in Badger men's football by a score of 42-10 to fourth-ranked Alabama. In National League Baseball, the Brewers scored a 15-8 win over Arizona, which lets them now have an 11-game lead over Chicago for first place in the National League Central. Today's game against Arizona will have a 2:35 pregame time on WRCE AM 1450, FM 107.7. The Packers also return to action, but Love now doubtful for that game. Packers are expected to start Willis. That will have a 10 o'clock pregame time. The Packers at home to host Indianapolis. A 10 o'clock pregame right here on WRCO FM 100.9. For WRCO Sports, I'm Bo Hendricks.
Pine Valley Community Village, a 24-hour skilled nursing facility providing inpatient and outpatient rehabilitation therapy. Make it your choice for senior living. Richland Mobile Mart, open daily, offering deli-fresh pizzas, kitchen-fresh sandwiches, cookies, donuts, automatic and self-serve car wash, and 24-hour mobile fuel. And Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center, where flowers are their inspiration to create lasting memories.
That burns with hope. God's word tells us that all things work together for good to them that love God and are called according to his purpose. And I believe what the enemy has intended for evil or bad in your life, I believe that God can turn it around for good and make a way where there seems to be no way.
God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my God. Hold me closely to his side. With love and strength for each new day, he will make a way. He will make a way.
Sing it together.
God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my God. Hold me closely to his side. With love and strength for me today, he will make a way. He will make a way.
Going through a situation tonight that seems hopeless, and you think that God has forgotten you, but he hasn't. His word tells us that he has inscribed us on the palm of his hand, and he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ever ask or think. He can make a roadway in the wilderness and a river in the desert. He'll make a way where there seems to be no way. Let's sing it together.
God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my God. Hold me closely to his side. With love and strength for each new day, he will make a way. He will make a way.
God, I ask you to do it in Jesus' name.
With love and strength for each new day, he will make a way.
Make a way where there seems to be.